What is up, Rundown Nation? Gobble, gobble. I'm Woj.
And I'm Walt.
And this is the Thanksgiving special for the College Football Rundown.
Loving it, Woj. Loving it. I got the brine cooking up. It's going to house the turkey tonight. And then the turkey's going in the oven tomorrow. It's going to be delicious. I know we have some Rundown fans that turn on the Rundown during their Thanksgiving meal. So God bless those people.
All right, so are you hosting? You hosting your Thanksgiving meal this year, Will?
Yes, sir. My wife and my two children, I got to cook for all of them, but that's okay. I'm going to take care of it.
Oh, what's the number one thing on the menu? What I obviously turkey, but what's a Wall favorite?
Myself, I'd have to say the mashed potatoes, which I'm not a big turkey guy. I like the turkey. I like to eat food, so I don't complain about Thanksgiving, but the mashed potatoes have to be high on their list. I was talking to the kids today. They're all about the pie, I guess, this year. So they're loving the pie. Is that what the Woj is all about over there?
Well, the pie is pretty good, but I like to dabble in some turkey. I like to mix. I like to do a lot of mixing. I mix the mashed potatoes and turkey. Are you a mixer, or you just got to keep the turkey separate?
No, sir. Keep it separated.
No, see, I got to mix. I got to mix. But last week we had a good week, Wall. It was a lot of interesting games. Iowa got the West title, which is a big one. We also had some DraftKings League shakeup. Walrus 67 actually won with 195.48 points. I believe that's a season high as far as points go. JM Duke came in second with 173, and Story 1135 in third with 159. Walrus trusted the Oklahoma State after that awful week against UCF. Took Bowman, Gordon, and the wide receiver Presley Brennan. Brennan Presley scored 104.62 of a salary of $21,400 for 204 per point. So the Oklahoma State stack worked for him pretty well. I believe, I think everybody else in his team was either from the Appalachian State I can't even remember their name. Well, help me out. Who did
Madison?
James
Your
Madison.
Favorite team in the nation.
My favorite team. Yeah. It was either a combination of those two teams, I believe, where there is remaining players. But it definitely held out there for Ollie Gordon after that awful week and just awful performance from Oklahoma State the week before. They bounced back. I believe Ollie Gordon had 44 points. So good to see him bounce back. After eight or so after that week, we only have 1 week left. Well, there's 1 week left. 8 week average wins right now. JM Doof is in the lead with two, and if he finishes in the top three this week, he will be the crowned champion for the 2023 season. He just has to finish in the top three. Story 1135 is in second with 2.25 points. Surprisingly, there's more outs for other people than Story to win if JM Doof doesn't finish in the top three. It's wild, but when I was entering the numbers, myself and a couple others like James O3 have an entryway into jumping Story and taking the win with a win. So we'll see if JM Doof can finish in that top three. As far as total points go, Walrus 67 shoots to the top with that big week this week with 13.9. JM Doof in second with 13.03. So again, last week, while we have the 12 game main slate on Saturday, I know there's a lot of games all week, especially Friday, but we are doing the Saturday main slate for our last game of the Woj and Wall College Football Rundown DraftKings League.
Loving it. Well, it sounds like you're still in the running. I got to be happy about that. Walrus, where has he been all year? I thought he would be the man to be reckoned with concerning past performance. He always does well in the league. Glad to see him up there. Glad to see him competing. Woj, I'm cheering for you, though, buddy.
Thank you. Thank you. I did not do well in the year-long, though. I did get beat. It was a tight game. I did get beat, so I am no longer in the playoffs. It's unfortunate, but I will digress and move on to last week's games. Washington edges out a second-half push by Oregon State, while 22-20. They did not look great in the second half at all, scoring 0 points in the second half, I might add.
0 points, that's not a lot, Woj. I will tell you, especially for a Washington team with Mr. Penix is over there slinging the rock for him. I mean, it was a close game, but you kind of expected that out of that Oregon State football team. They're good. There was a reason They were ranked number 11 in the nation. I'm not sure what they actually dropped down to. I'd have to look at it. I'm assuming they dropped a couple spots, but not more than that, because Washington, great football team. You know, we'll get into the conference championships, hopefully. There's a reason that they're in the Pac-12 conference championship. It's for that great play out of Mr. Penix all year long.
Yeah, they did drop five spots down to 16 after that loss, and Washington went up one spot into the top four, by the way, after that win. So we will get back to some Oregon State, I believe, a little bit later. We're going to talk about them in Oregon, which is a Friday game. But Iowa, Wall, Iowa takes home the West title with a win over Illinois, 15-13.
Absolutely exciting game, Woj. I absolutely loved when it was a 3-2 score. I kind of hoped that Iowa got a field goal and we ended at that 5-3 score. That would have been sexy. But nonetheless, it played out well for our Hawkeyes. We got the W, looked fairly good considering, well, we got everyone out. We're missing our star quarterback that transferred over. We're missing our star tight end. We're missing the best player on our defense. I mean, we're banged up, but we're still winning football games. There's a reason we clinched the Big Ten West. I love it, Woj. I love our Hawkeyes.
Yeah, and then there is the ranked team killer, which is Arizona. They continued their terror, beating Utah 42-18. 42-18 over Utah. This Arizona team is legit, Wall.
Yeah, they're pretty good, let me tell you. I mean, they scored three touchdowns in the first quarter against this Utah defense. I mean, there's not a, no matter what number you gave me on that, Arizona to score 21 in the first quarter, no matter what the number was, I would never bet that against this Utah defense. But they did it, and they looked good. They didn't just look good in the first quarter. They looked good, you know, throughout the game, holding Utah, obviously, to those mentioned 18 points. I like this Arizona football team. Woj, you were on them last week. You were right about them. Not only are they beating these big teams, I mean, they crushed Utah.
Yeah, and again, we keep going back to it. Oregon and Washington were the first two teams that started their little spree here, and they played both of those teams very tough, very tight games against Washington, very tight game against Oregon. So we'll see. But let's look at the conference championship breakdowns. We'll go right to the Pac-12 first. So we know Washington's in. Is there any hope here for Arizona to get in, Wall?
There is. I was talking with the real JZ today, and actually, I don't know exactly what the hope was other than the notes you have for me here, my friend. Let me tell you, whoa, it's writing up the notes all year long, so I'm just going to go off your notes. Arizona, they can get in. If Oregon loses to Oregon State and they beat Arizona State in that rivalry game, they got a chance, Woj. They got a chance.
They do. In that Oregon State game, we're going to get more into it, but that Oregon State team just played a tough Washington team who's supposedly the best in the conference. They already beat Oregon. So, I mean, and this team almost beat Washington. So, I don't know. We'll see. I mean, it comes down to the end of the season. It's a rivalry game. It'll be great. But, again, Oregon is in if they beat Oregon State. Arizona is in if Oregon loses, or Arizona also beats Arizona State. So, kind of cool there. SEC, we know what the deal is there. We got a little Bama-Georgia Wall. I mean, that's going to be a little tug of war there. That's a typical one.
Yeah, set in stone. Let's go, Dawgs. Please beat Bama. We don't need Bama winning that game, Woj.
ACC, Florida State, Louisville. We're just going to skip over them. Big Ten, we have either Ohio State and Michigan, depending on this week's game. We'll also get into that one, playing against our Hawkeyes, Wall.
Absolutely. It's going to be fun to watch this weekend to see who we beat next week, you know, in the Big Ten championship, Woj. I'm real excited to see whether we take down Michigan or whether we take down Ohio State in that Big Ten championship. Actually, what I'm really excited about is to see what that number is at. I mean, we're going to be getting three touchdowns in the Big Ten championship, maybe, and I'll be hammering that, let me tell you. But nonetheless, Iowa's earned their keep. You know, Michigan, Ohio State, we thought beginning of the year, this is probably the game it was going to come down to. Well, here we are, Woj. This is the last game of the regular season. This is the game it comes down to. Both teams undefeated. We're definitely going to get into that game today.
Yeah. Who would you rather play, being an Iowa fan, in that championship game right now?
Well, it's weird to say, I guess. I would rather play Michigan. I do think Michigan's the better team, though, against anyone else. Not anyone else, but against most the rest of the nation. But I'd personally rather play Michigan because I think that we can line up better against that run game. Blake Corum's going to get his yards. We're not going to stop him, but we might slow him down. McCarthy, you know, whether he can pick it up against that Iowa defense, I'm not going to say you can't, that's for sure. But I'm just saying that Ohio State is a little more electric of an offense, and I don't want to play that kind of electric offense as an Iowa football team.
Yeah, see, I'm the other way. I'd rather play an Ohio State team whose offensive line has looked sluggish throughout the season, and a new quarterback playing against probably one of the best defenses he'll play all season in the Big Ten championship game. I like our chance for picks there. I get they have a receiving core that's insane, but our DBs and our secondary is also insane. So I'd actually wouldn't mind playing an Ohio State team. I think if we get a Michigan team and say we get behind early and they decide they want to run the ball for the entire second half and not throw the ball again, I think we're in trouble at that point. But against an Ohio State team, I think we can create something off turnovers in that game. So that's just my thoughts. I think either way works, but that's just my thoughts going into that. Well,
it makes sense. I mean, you got to remember though, Cooper DeJean's out and he's the man likely going to get those picks. Castro's back there. He can get those picks too, I guess, but still, I think you have an ulterior motive here, Woj, because I think you're going to the Big Ten championship game if Iowa plays Ohio State. So I think you might have an ulterior motive here.
Yeah, that is very true. Moving on, we do have the Big 12. So if Texas beats Texas Tech, this game is on Friday. This is what happens. Texas would get in then. Oklahoma State beats BYU, they would go. So it'd be Oklahoma State versus Texas. That is the most likely scenario, considering both Texas and Oklahoma State are double-digit favorites in their games. If Oklahoma State loses to BYU and Oklahoma beats TCU, Oklahoma would go. Again, then if Kansas State has a chance, if both Oklahoma teams lose and Kansas State beats Iowa State, they get a chance to go too. So there's a cluster in itself. That hasn't even started to yield a wall here. If Texas loses to Texas Tech, this creates, I don't think anybody even knows the answer to this scenario. I don't think the Big 12 does either, because I believe they've been changing this by the moment. Texas would still go if two of the above-mentioned teams, so that's Kansas State, Oklahoma, or Oklahoma State, were to lose. Highly unlikely. I believe all four teams are favored in their games. If two of the three teams were to win, or three of the four teams were to win, they would tie and they would all have a championship berth. There would be a four-way tie for a championship berth here. So the Big 12 didn't even decide to give an update further. They just said, we're going to let the Texas Tech game play out on Friday, and then we'll update you guys on the tiebreakers afterwards. So I don't even know if they think they know what's going on. I think for them, it'd be a lot easier if Texas were just to beat Texas Tech. It's a little bit more straightforward then. But again, if Texas loses to Texas Tech, there could be a three or four way tie with all championship berths. That includes Oklahoma and Oklahoma State. And we already know Oklahoma State beat Oklahoma, but that doesn't matter at that point then. So it all becomes just a cluster wall. So we'll see. I'm actually hoping for cluster, even though I really want Texas to go.
Yeah, well, I'm not, Woj. I'm hoping to, I'm a Longhorn fan, so I'm hoping Texas beats Texas Tech this weekend. Let me tell you, last year, not such a good game when we played Texas Tech. We played them earlier in the year. We were double-digit favorites, and Texas Tech beat us in two overtimes, I want to say. I think it went a double overtime. So, That's a team that can always beat Texas. I just hope it doesn't happen this year.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about that game right off the bat here, because that's a Friday, 6:30 p.m. on ABC Wall. Texas Tech at number 7, Texas.
Gotta love it, Woj. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to head over here to our partners at sportsbettingintel.com. I'm going to look for this Texas Longhorn, Texas Tech Raiders football game. I'm going to click on it. I'm going to check out the best lines, because I know you love when I paint you a picture, Woj. We got a money line, best line, -550 on Texas. So, yes, the odds makers are saying Texas is going to win this one. They're going to win it handily. 14.5, depending what book you're looking at. That's the score. Or I should say, that's the amount of points they expect Texas to win by. You got a total 52.5 in this one. You can get some points. There's got to be a Friday DraftKings slate. I'm guessing if you were playing that one, you'd be picking one or two people in this game.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would pick Tajay Brooks from Texas Tech. But the thing about it is Texas has been a pretty good team against the run this whole season. They're only giving up 11.6 points per game against running backs. So, I mean, play him at your leisure. I don't even know how much he is. I don't have that that Friday slate up for right now, but I'm Tajay Brooks would be one of those guys that everybody would kind of key in, and he scored over 20 points in his last, what, that looks like 9 games almost. So he's one of those guys that probably people would key in on, but again, Texas is a tough defense. They are the number one in the Big 12 against the run. And at 11.9, they're not far off the leaders. I mean, Iowa's just a different beast in itself, but we won't get that too far, Wall.
Hey, I was a good football team. You better not be putting them down with that
guy. No, I wasn't being sarcastic at all. Okay, they're good. I mean, against the run, what are they against running backs right now? They got to be on the top here. They're eighth right now at a 12.1. So they're actually behind Texas, which is 11.6, at sixth in the nation against the run. So, again, Texas Tech might struggle just because of that fact. Tajay Brooks is a big part of that offense over there for them.
Yeah, I'm excited for the game. I mean, I don't know that I have much to say. I do think that, and I probably thought this last year, I don't recall off the top of my head, but I do think Texas is just going to take them down. They're a team that at the beginning of the year, I was talking about them for national championship hopes. Well, they're ranked 7 in the nation, Woj. If not for a couple outlying single plays, Texas is in the talk right now for making the playoffs. They have a very difficult road to the playoffs, if any, right now. So I doubt that's going to happen. But, you know, if we had that 12-team playoff right now, they're definitely one of the 12 teams that get in there. I just think they're a much better team than Texas Tech. I think they win this one. Whether they win it by 2 touchdowns, I don't know. But if it wasn't a 2-score game, I'd be surprised.
I would be as well. I think Texas will handle them quite handedly. Moving on, another Friday game, Wall. Number 16, Oregon State at number 6, Oregon, 7:30 p.m. on Fox. Again, remember, if Oregon wins this game, they are in the championship for the Pac-12 against Washington. If they lose, Arizona has a chance if Arizona beats Arizona State. So as a up-and-coming Arizona fan, I know there's a lot of diehard Duck fans out there. Go Arizona and go Oregon State.
Holy crap. You're going against the Ducks, Woj?
Yeah, I think the Ducks are a better team. And obviously we saw that. They beat Arizona, lost to them. But Arizona is just one of those teams, man. They're like America's team right now. They're coming back from the depths and just start beating all these ranked teams. And they just keep cruising. And they're not just beating ranked teams. They're beating them handedly. And they played two of the best teams in the nation to a single score game, which was Oregon and Washington. So I'm loving Arizona.
Oof. I mean, all right. You get your team. You're going to take some guff, let me tell you, in some of our group messages.
I'm sure I will.
That's my guess. But I mean, the bookmakers, they're Ducks all the way, right? And this one, minus 14. That's a number. 2 touchdowns in a rivalry game. You got to remember, this is the Civil War, Woj. These teams are going to war in a rivalry. 13.5, 14 points. That's a lot for a game like this. Moneyline minus 500, over under 62.5. One thing I want to say about this game, I don't talk about it a lot, not often anyways. Against the spread on the season, Oregon Ducks 9-2 against the season, which you do not see that very often, really in any sport, but especially college football with a big team like Oregon. You don't see that. They're 9-2 against the spread, just covering easily, plus 9.05 against the spread, plus minus. That's just kind of an indication SBI uses to how well they're playing against the spread when they do cover it. That's good, Woj. So I like these Ducks. I don't know about that 14 number. I just don't want to bet it in a rivalry game. If it was a different team, not Oregon State, that was the exact same makeup, I would probably take the Ducks in this one. But considering that rivalry factor, the Civil War, I'm going to stay away from it.
Yeah, this is going to be a uphill climb for Oregon State. They just played a Washington team fairly strong, but that Washington team wasn't as good against the run as Oregon is. So Oregon is number 2 in the nation against the run, right behind Air Force at 11.1 points per game given to running backs. They have done fairly well all season, but Damian Martinez from Oregon State is not going to have the same kind of spunk he's had the last couple weeks, especially running for 33.7 points in Washington. He had 26 carries for 123 yards and 2 touchdowns, as well as 2 grabs for 44 yards. He's not going to get that attention in this game just because of that Oregon defense. DJ Ungulale is going to have to be a big part of this game plan, and he's going to have to have his game of the year, Wall, to beat Oregon here. So It's going to be a good game, but I still give the Ducks the edge here. I'm sorry, Arizona. I just don't see. I mean, I think you're going to beat Arizona State. I just don't see Oregon State beating Oregon here. It's a different game that they just played against Washington, and a different team here that is just the team they're playing doesn't fit the strengths of their team. So Oregon's just too good in the areas that Oregon State is. And I just reiterated the same thing 7 times. So just so you guys could really get the picture on that wall.
I love it. Which, as we're talking, Oregon State basketball team's playing right now. They're getting crushed by Baylor. I got them on the TV right now. They're getting crushed. Your James Madison team's playing too, Woj. They're 5-0 in the season and beating Fresno pretty good right now.
Another team that's good against the run in college football. They're 13th in the nation. Again, they don't play the same kind of caliber people, but just interesting. I have that list up here. So, all right, moving on. Well, we got the biggest game of the Big Ten all season until the Big Ten championship game, but that is the Ohio State Michigan game. That's number 2 Ohio State at number 3 Michigan, 11 a.m. on Fox. We always have it at this time every year. I wish it was in prime time, but it is what it is.
Yeah, are we supposed to have any? I don't know the answer to this question. I don't know that you do, so I probably shouldn't put you on the spot, but are we supposed to have any snow in this game, Woj, that you know of? I didn't check into the weather for this one.
I don't think so. I don't think we're supposed to get snow Friday or tomorrow or Friday. So I don't, that's a good question, I guess. I don't know. I doubt it though.
Well, we have seen it a couple of the occurrences.
I'm
going to
look
past.
It up. I'm looking
you look it up. You, while I'm painting this picture, Woj, you do your due diligence and look it up. My guess is no on this one. We got Ohio State as the underdog in this one, which is nothing to be surprised about, but that number is a little surprising. +145, you're getting $145 back in your pocket if you put a hundo on those Buckeyes. You got the spread at 3.5. You did see it open a little bit lower than that, where I expected it to come in, but there's people laying money on Michigan now, bet down to that 3.5 number. So you got to do better than a field goal if you want to bet the Wolverines on the spread. We got a total of 44, 45, 46, depending what book you're looking at. That might indicate cold weather, but I don't know about snow.
34 degrees at kickoff. Oof. 5 mph of wind. That'll be as much as it gets. It might get to 6 during the game, but otherwise it's very low wind game. 36 by the time they finish. So about 34 to 36 with low winds. So this is going to be a scoring fest. Yeah, these guys know how to play in the cold. They're from the Midwest. They're not afraid of that stuff.
Give Blake Corum the ball, baby. It don't matter what the temperature is.
Bleeding all over again.
Oh man, I love it. And I'm real excited for this one. Obviously the best game of this. You mentioned Big Ten, best game of the Big Ten. This is the best game of the season. You know, it's probably going to rival the national championship. Definitely going to be a better game than we watched last year in the national championship. I don't even know if you remember the teams that played, Woj, but it was the Bulldogs and TCU Horned Frogs. It wasn't a football game. You want to watch good football, turn on your TVs this Saturday. Man, it's going to be a good one. I'm excited, Woj.
Yeah, I'm just going to go through these teams in their rankings. So this is all of college football. This does not include games that were played against non-FBS schools. And that goes for everybody on the list. Ohio State against quarterbacks. This is fantasy numbers 2. Number 1 at 10.3, Michigan. Number 2 at 11.7 per game. Running backs, Ohio State number 5, Michigan number 7. That's 11.5 to an 11.9. Wide receivers, Michigan number 1 at 12.5, Ohio State number 3 at 14.6. Kickers, they even have a kicker stat in here. Michigan's number 1 at only giving kickers 3 points per game. Ohio State's the 5th at only giving 4.1 points per game to kickers. This is going to be a defensive battle. It's going to be a slugfest. Can't wait for it. I don't really care who wins this game, to be honest. We talked about our little biases earlier on who we want Iowa to play, but you know what? For people outside the Big Ten, I want you to tune into this game, and it's going to be a bloodbath. It's probably going to look sloppy to SEC or Big 12 and SEC player or people looking into this game, but the sloppiness is just good defense. That's what it is, Wal.
Yeah, some people get that incorrect, and I hate when they do. I mean, there is a difference between, you know, sloppy offense and good defense, and you're absolutely right. In this game, we're going to see good defense on both sides of the ball. I was over here at SBI looking at team advanced stats. You know, one thing that I've quoted throughout the year and in past years is PPA, which is a great measurement of how well a team does on an individual basis. Are they getting past the sticks when they should? Are they staying on schedule? If we look at PPA for Michigan offense, it's 0.33. We look at Ohio State offense, 0.32. We look at Ohio State defense, negative 0.02. Michigan defense, negative 0.03. Which, I mean, you can't get two teams on paper closer than this. I just, any way you look at it, any of the stats you look at, it's going to be a good football game.
Yeah, it is. It is. As far as DraftKings go, I know this is in the slate. I like to steer away from this one. There's always going to be a hero in this, and likely that hero is going to be a Marvin Harrison Jr., I would assume. Or maybe like a Kyle McCord coming down the stretch and he lights it up in the last drive of the game, kind of like Notre Dame type deal. But I don't know. I like to steer away from this. It's a gamble. $9,000 for Marvin Harrison Jr. to suck up your wide receiver stuff, that he might get four catches this game. Maybe he goes off, who knows, but I'm not willing to sink $9,000 into something I don't truly understand or know, especially in a cash game. So that's, I'll leave this game at that for DraftKings. It'll be a kind of a light DraftKings week, but I got a good one for you in the next game. Well,
what's the next game? Well, you let me know.
We got BYU at number 20, Oklahoma State, 2:30 PM on ABC. They're playing for something. Well, they got to win this game, and they need Texas to win, and they're in.
Yeah. Otherwise, you said chaos. If Texas was, it's chaos.
It's chaos. The Big 12 doesn't even know what to do. I mean, it's chaos.
If you know what it is, well, just bedlam. Yeah. I don't know if you get that one if you're a big enough college football fan for that, but it's bedlam down there in the Big 12. This game, though, I mean, Oklahoma State's expected to win. You talk about Texas football team, that's a big favorite. Oklahoma State, even bigger favorite in this one. BYU struggling as of late, has had some injury concerns. And, you know, that never helps a football team. I mentioned Iowa earlier and their injury concerns. BYU just as bad. They're banged up. Oklahoma State in this football game, -17, -770 on the money line. I'm guessing no one's taking that. +625. If you think BYU is going to get the upset in this one, over under a 56.5. We talked about against the spread earlier for that Oregon football team. Little upside in this game. BYU against the spread, 4-6 on the season. Oklahoma State against the spread, 7-4. Mr. Gundy covering. You got to love coaches that cover the spread, Woj.
You do. You got to love really good running backs versus okay. I'll disclaimer this before I say this, because the last time I said this, it went real bad. Okay. BYU is a terrible, terrible run defense. Okay. Not quite as bad as UCF, but a bad one. Ollie Gordon is a really, really good running back. He's also $9,000 this week. He rushed for 44 points last week, his fantasy points. Now, BYU isn't the worst rushing team in the slate, because guess who else is in the slate? UCF. Even after that great game from UCF stopping Oklahoma, they're still almost giving up 200 yards on the ground, 5 yards per attempt, and 2.2 touchdowns per game on the ground, which is absolutely crazy. I get it. There was bad weather, and that could have stopped it. But this week, BYU giving up 177.3 yards per game on the ground, 4.9 yards per attempt. Only 1.2 touchdowns, so they slowed that down a little bit once they get to the red zone. But Ollie Gordon is just, other than that one game this year, has been unstoppable, especially the second half of the season. So I got to play Ollie Gordon. Well, I got to do it. 9,000 points. I know Walrus took him last week. He believed. I got to believe like Walrus.
Well, I can tell you who Walrus is not going to take, because you
I just cursed it again.
Yeah, you cursed it again, buddy. He's not going to get any carries. He's going to get hurt or something. I just know it, but I don't know. I hope he doesn't, because again, I'm pulling for you, bud.
Thank you. Thank you. Any thoughts in this game, Walt?
No, not really. I mean, it's as far as where I want to put money, definitely not. You know, DFS, if I'm going to talk a little DFS and chum it up with you, Woj, probably not the game that I'm going to talk about, because these are two teams. I think I watched Oklahoma State play once this year. I watched BYU play once when I bet on them against West Virginia. They look like absolute trash. The first three drives, they just gave up three touchdowns. Absolutely terrible. So I can't really speak to any of the players, and you know, the numbers just aren't there for me to bet either way.
Yeah. In light week on DFS this week, it's our final week. I got to keep some of my stuff hidden here. But there's a lot of lopsided games this week, Wall, as far as the spreads go. So take your pick, be intelligent, especially on teams that have viable interest in their future here, like Oklahoma State needs to win this game. So they will probably play their best players throughout the entirety of this game. So keep that in mind. Tennessee running backs were a key on for me, going against who they're going against. So again, that's all my tidbits and secrets for the week, Wall.
Hey, thanks for revealing your secrets, Woj. You were very detailed there.
Yeah, very detailed. As far as rankings go, we already keyed in on it. Well, number four is Washington now, not Florida State. Iowa actually went down one this week after a win. They are 17. Three unranked teams made it in this week: NC State, Clemson, and Liberty. I know NC State plays North Carolina, so that'll be, I believe they're both ranked still. Or no, is North Carolina not ranked anymore? North Carolina is not ranked anymore. So NC State just took their spot. They're going to be pissed, Wall.
I'd be pissed. I mean, they dropped five spots. They were ranked 20 last week, I believe. So yeah, North Carolina not in there. They got a game that they can prove themselves this week, whether it gets them back in there. I don't know. The one thing that strikes me is, doesn't strike me, I mean, it's right in my opinion, but we don't see USC, a football team that's done for the year, done for the regular season. We don't see them in the top 25, which is incredible from where they started the season till now. I wonder if Lincoln Riley all of a sudden sees himself on the hot seat after just a couple of years.
Yeah, that defense looked atrocious towards the end of the season there. So, I mean, you have to feel like you're on the hot seat with teams like Arizona coming in and just doing what they're doing. And it's just like, what does Arizona have that USC doesn't have? Well, you know what I mean? Like a semi-playable defense, but they still have a great offense. So it's, I mean, you got to sit down if you're a USC fan and kind of scratch your head on that one a little bit. But Wall, last week we both had a win-win in the Woj and Wall Pick'em. We had App State, you had +9, which was an easy win there. Well, I guess not easy win, but a win. Arizona -1, that was an easy win for me. Moves me to 8-4 in the season, you to 5-6-1. Who are you taking in the is this our final week? Do you usually end it on the before championship games?
Yeah, it's usually our final week because championship games, we only have a select amount of games. So we might not see any edge, right? Well, it's only got four or five games. You don't get the edge. So, yeah, this is our last game. I mean, you already beat me. I will say, though, like on the season, if you go back and look, like, for example, last week specifically happened a couple times to Texas early in the year. I mean, I bet obviously on the spread with that Appalachian State team. But I mentioned that my real bet was on the money line. So you're talking about a +330 bet. They won it straight up. Again, the spread wasn't – it was an easy win. Well, the spread was an easy win. The money line, not so much because they did have to go to overtime there, but they took down James Madison in overtime, and that's a +330 win. So you only got to win one out of every three to be profitable on those. Real happy with things like that. Obviously, I hope I get back to even here on the season. Going to go with Kentucky this week, Woj. Going to take them on the spread. +7.5. Not going to be putting my main bet like I did last week on the money line. Probably will put a little bit of money on the money line though, but +7.5, getting over that touchdown. They're playing Louisville, who you already mentioned, they're in the ACC tournament. They really have nothing to play for here except for maybe a better bowl, though it's questionable how much that'll impact them. So I like Kentucky here on the road, even though Louisville hasn't dropped one at home. I think that's kind of baked into the spread.
I'm riding with the hot team here, Wall. I'm taking Arizona -10.5 against an Arizona State team that just keeps getting pummeled by good teams. Well, I'm sorry to tell you, you're not ranked Arizona State, but you're not a good team either. So give me Arizona -10.5. This is, Arizona's team that let Utah score, I think, 50-some points, and Arizona State only had 5. So, give me Arizona all day. Give me them 2 touchdowns. That's what we're looking at here, so.
Hey, there you go. I mentioned earlier, Oregon was 9-2 against the spread this year. You're probably not going to be surprised to find out that Arizona is 9-2 against the spread, just outperforming expectations. They're against the spread +-10.59. Woj, maybe you're onto something with these Wildcats.
Yeah, they're a good team playing the hot team too. It's just, I'm excited to see what they can do against Arizona State. Too bad we won't get to see them in the championship game, when I'm assuming we won't. But it'd be good to see what bowl they go to or where they go. we'll be back next week, Wall, with a little conference championship preview. Are you pumped for that?
I'm absolutely ecstatic, Woj. I'm going to let you know how much money I'm putting down on Iowa to win the Big Ten championship. Ooh. We're going to be talking about that SEC championship. Going to be a good football game. I'm looking over to the TV. I was going to quote you some scores. Let me turn on the NBA on one of my TVs. What the hell is going on here? I don't watch it. God, yell NBA. What the heck? Anyways, back to the college football. I'm excited for it, Woj. I mean, this weekend, though, we can't overlook how good the games are going to be. We got that Iowa-Nebraska game. Going to be exciting.
Yeah, and again, keep your eye on that Big 12 situation, especially if Texas does not win on Friday night. Keep your eyes peeled on the Big 12's Twitter account, because I'm sure they'll release some sort of crazy, some sort of tie-breaking system that they come up with, that with wacky inflatable tube mans behind it just waving their arms. So
no, well, what they're going to do is they're going to wait for the playoff committee to come out with their rankings, and then you're going to find out.
Okay.
Yeah, because that gives them the best shot to get a team. Well, even though I don't think they have a shot, but that's what they'll do. Mark my words.
Okay. All right. Well, fans out there, enjoy the week. Enjoy your turkey. And happy Thanksgiving. I'm Woj.
I'm Walt.
And this was the College Football Rundown. Rundown Nation, thanks for listening to our episode. You can catch all of our podcasts and information on www.collegefootballrundown.com. We have upcoming games. We have SBI information on there. They're a big partner sponsor with us. If you want to sign up to their website, please use code RUNDOWN when you do that. It helps us out. It helps them out as well. But so much good information on that website. So please check them out. Please check our website out. You can catch us on Twitter at WWCFB. Our Instagram is college_football_rundown. Please take a look, take some time. We do our weekly DraftKings League, so make sure to get in on that. All the information for that is on our website. Other than that, I'm Woj.
And I'm Wall.
And we are now definitely out. Thank you for listening.